When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Earth Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the brand new 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And I'm delighted to say on this Earth Day, it is a spectacularly gorgeous sunny day here in the great Pacific Northwest. And we have a full house here in the studio, meaning the family's all here. And that would mean that Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha. We're all present and accounted for.
Yeah, and because and by that we mean that Animal World's number one call screener, that just means because she's been here longer than more consistently than number two at this point, that would be Kathy's here. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi, Martha. Good morning.
Good morning. And then that would mean, by reason of default, who is also joining us, is call screener number two. That would be Ajie. Good morning, Aj.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Because you haven't been able to be here for a few weeks, and part of it was personal, part of it was car wasn't working. And apparently, I have to say, doesn't take a psychic to know that I don't think the car is working yet, because she took the bus today. and deserves major kudos, because she had to walk up that big, huge hill. So
we've all had to walk up that hill at one time or another. You've never done that during the snow?
Let's knock on wood when we say that, because I have not yet walked up that hill.
You've been doing this show all these years, and you haven't had to walk up.
No, that's
amazing.
I don't walk up hills if I don't have to.
If you think walking up
when I was a kid. Ajie,
if you think walking up today was tough, try it in the snow and ice.
That's what I was just thinking.
It takes twice as long.
I have had concern in the past that there was a possibility that I wouldn't be able to drive up the hill and might have to hoof it. Fortunately, that has not happened. And I have been able to make it up the hill all these years without a problem. And I assume that will continue.
You were the fortunate one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now I assume, although I didn't check ahead of time, but I assume that we also have our guest for this week, which would be Robin Alexis from Mystic Radio, should be hanging with us in the ethers. Good morning, Robin. Are you there?
Hello. I'm here in the ethers.
Hello. All right. Well,
I'm here with my beloved Bob, too. He's got his mic on because he likes to chat with you first times.
All right. So it
Hello
would be
from
Mystic
ethers.
Radio. Hey, there's Bob. Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis and her co-host and producer of Mystic Radio, her husband, Bob Bordenero, is also here. Now, what about Roomy Kitty? Is he with us?
He's in front of the sun, lying in the sun over there.
So you've got sunshine going down in Mount Shasta, too.
Oh, it is just glorious here. And, Martha, we want to share with people, too, right at the top of your show, that we're running a one-on-one special. We have a set gift price for Soul Spa members and for non-Soul Spa members. And also, if people are buying a package, we're going to reduce the rate even more. So just wanted to let people know.
A one-on-one special, what does that, for There may be people reading. Listening. I'm not getting a blank stare from Kathy or Aji. Sometimes I do. But, maybe there's a question. Do y'all know what one-on-ones are?
How about you, Aji?
Two for the price of one?
No, what? One-on-one. Not two for one. One-on-one. Okay,
good
Robin.
Readings.
So that means part of the immediate family does not know what you're talking about. So you and Bob better explain this. Kathy's raising her hand. Just a moment.
I'm thinking it's either a reading or it's your crystals.
No.
This time we're running a special for the one-on-one phone readings.
Yeah. Okay. So you're right there. It would be a personal reading with Robin, and that's when you are on the phone with her personally, and she focuses just on you and all your stuff for, a whole hour, Robin?
Yes.
And then you do tape record that reading. And send the client a tape recording of the session, because often so much happens during a session that you need to be able to review it over and over again. So you're running a special on that deal.
Yes, we are.
So what's the special?
The special price you will find out when you call Bob at 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499. Or you can email robin@robinalexis.com, and he will be of service to you during this live show of Animal World.
Okay, and in order to get the special price, because we know that one-on-one readings with you are pretty special, and that you, because it takes so much energy for you to do them, you only do a very limited amount of them.
That's
during
correct.
The week. And so they can be hard to come by.
Yes,
they are. And for non-Soul Spa members, I found out just recently, they can be pretty pricey. And so this is a hot deal, no doubt. And now this special deal, it's for Animal World listeners only?
Yes.
Or anybody who hears about it this morning. And during the live broadcast of the show?
No, Martha, because we offered this on our show also, and our recorded show follows your show today at noon. We'll offer this through Wednesday evening when we put the new show up.
Okay, so you don't have to feel rushed. You don't have to interrupt your listening pleasure with us here. You just want to jot down the phone number or the email and call Bob or shoot him an email or shoot them an email. Actually, it's robin@robinalexis.com, but I suspect that gets passed on to Bob.
Everything goes through Bob.
I think
that's
he's
true.
The detail guy, and you can do that either during the show today, then keep in mind right after Animal World at noon Pacific Daylight Time, the rebroadcast of Mystic Radio runs, and that's happening today as scheduled, Mike?
Yes, it is.
All right. So then you'll hear the rebroadcast of Mystic Radio. By the way, it was a good show this last Wednesday.
Thank you.
So y'all want to listen to that. And then the offer of the special one-on-one price for Reading with Robin will last through this coming Wednesday. Did I get that correct?
You did get it correct, but we have allocated just a certain amount, so it is on a first-come, first-served basis.
So
don't wait until Wednesday at 8 o'clock if you really are interested.
So at some point, you're going to cut off the...
Yeah, when we get to our allotted amount.
Okay.
Because they are so hard to come by, and because Robin only does a few. So we'll do a few at this rate. So
yeah, I only do 8 a week because I spend quite a bit of time meditating and receiving information on each individual before I do the session.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, so one more time. And, of course, we'll repeat this giveaway information throughout the show. But if you want to jot it down, the phone number to call for the special deal and the one-on-one with Robin is 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499. Or you can email robin@robinalexis.com. But expect to hear from Bob. So let's see. We've established that the sun is out up here in the great Pacific Northwest. Although I have to say, driving down the trip this morning to the studio, I drove under 2 rain clouds. And the first one really took me by surprise, man, because I'm driving down, the old highway out by my place. And all of a sudden there's rain there's water on my windshield. And I'm like, what's that? Where'd that come from? And I'm thinking I got a leak or something. And then I looked at it. Yeah, there's a gray cloud up there. It was a cloud leaking. It was not my car.
Sounds like a lost cloud. Because it's gonna burn off and be nice today. Maybe temps in the 70s, possibly.
Well, that's what I said. How fun was that for you to do the weather report and get to mention the 70s?
When I do the weather report in the morning, it is strictly going through the motions. Oh, okay, it's going to be 70s. It doesn't really click in because I do it when I first get here.
Because you're on automatic pilot.
And yeah,
we have to remind,
just
Mike's not a morning person, so he's on automatic pilot.
It takes me an hour to sort of get my
get in the groove.
Faculties together.
How long will this last, Mike?
Well, the good news is it's going to be nice tomorrow, and it looks like for the next couple of days before the next weather storm comes in. So perhaps by midweek.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
We deserve it. We've earned it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, you guys have up there.
Yes, yes. Anybody who lives in Washington deserves any sun they can get.
Yeah, spring fever has set in at my place, I'll tell you that. But I have to say, then when I got down to 405 towards the last half of the trip, I drove under a cloud again because then there was a lot of rain on my windshield, and it was enough to activate my automatic windshield wiper. So that,
whoa.
Yeah. But fortunately, I drove out of it right away. And I see no evidence of those clouds now out the window. So it must have just been a lost cloud.
One of the advantages of driving 60 miles an hour is you will pass the cloud quickly. It'll be a short little burst.
That being is that, you know, I am not a morning person also, and I'm always leaving at the last minute. And I have extra distractions in my life right now. And so I was going more like 70. You know, because, yeah. So I drove through it real fast. I go with the flow of traffic, and I pay attention. I don't go over 10 miles an hour over this, but, you know, I'm right under that.
Famous last words, but luck be with you.
Yep. And I'm guided, and a radar detector helps.
That's
and
true.
Knowing where the speed traps are on Sunday mornings, because I've been doing this for so long, and I do know where
they are.
That's
really funny.
So
you little rascal.
I am. But, yeah, I have a new member of the family. Well, and we're going to get to that. But, see, it didn't do me any good. And because, Robin, I actually got up way early this morning. And usually, it doesn't matter when you do live radio, as long as you don't have the camera on, which we don't have the camera on. Doesn't matter what I look like. I can just tell you guys that I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and look fabulous. And I usually don't. And
well, that's not true.
But see, it didn't really matter because no one said anything. Gosh, Martha, you look extra good today. Your hair is actually looks, you know, like it's in place and all of that. And that's because I actually got up early enough this morning to take a shower. And I usually don't do that on Sunday morning because I do it Saturday night. You know, I do it the night before so I don't have to do it early in the morning. But with my new member of the family and all the distractions, I just didn't get to it last night, and it was just too late, or I would have been up all night. So I got up early this morning. Well, but goes to show you, it doesn't pay off because nobody said anything.
Well, I certainly
so you
was thinking it was looking real flippy this morning. It
looks
flippy.
Well, yeah, it looks the way it's supposed
so cute.
To.
You flippy woman, you.
It looks the way it usually does when I go out in public. It's just that, I don't quaff up for you guys on Sunday morning.
I think you said it earlier.
Yes.
Radio people are just not real visual.
We
think in terms of decibel levels and is your microphone on?
Yeah, how do we sound?
Yes.
Okay,
totally.
Martha,
I hear Bob chiming in. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you should see how we look. We're doing the show from our kitchen table, so.
And I'll bet you one or both of you may still be in your jammies.
Uh-huh.
See, I knew it.
And we want to know, are the dishes done?
Oh, yeah, Bob.
The dishes are done. No. Now I get all that done before 9 a.m. now. So there'll be no clanging of dishes or microwaves.
And if anybody wanders what we're talking about, if you haven't been here for all the Martha and Robin Sundays, there was a Robin and Martha Sunday not too long ago where we're carrying on and we're starting to get serious. And in the background, we hear clanging and water running and all this kind of stuff. Robin says, well, Bob's doing the breakfast dishes. So we had sort of made it an official rule here. No dishwashing during Animal World.
No dishwashing, no microwaves, no eating.
Okay. So you make sure you get that done before 9 o'clock now, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right. That's good. Well, all right. Let's see. I suppose I ought to get back to what we're doing today and all of that. And if you haven't figured it out, it's a Martha and Robin Sunday. But it's out of order because this is a five Sunday month. And ordinarily, Robin does the second Sunday of the month with me. But the second Sunday of this month, if you were here with us, you'll know that she was traveling and she went back east for her birthday and her parents' anniversary and to help out a friend and all kinds of stuff. So she was otherwise occupied. So we did something different on that. Oh, we had Lola in for Northwest School of Animal Massage. CRS. Mike was thinking, what did we do?
I could 2 weeks is a long time ago.
See, I told you need that jellyfish stuff.
But I told you I eat well and exercise.
Yeah, see, it's not making much difference. Well, that's not helping.
I'm sticking with my plan.
More teasing. If you were not in listening to the infomercials before Animal World, then you don't know what we're talking about. But I think there's something to that jellyfish stuff. But anyway, let's see. Where was I? So because Robin couldn't be here on the second Sunday of the month, she could be here on the fourth Sunday of the month, which is an unusual, because when there's five Sundays, then I don't have to knock anybody else out of the schedule. So that's why we're doing Robin and Martha today. And we have got so much to talk about today. I have first and foremost, but we probably won't get to it right off the bat, but we will get to it, would be my woo-woo kitty update. You get that woo-woo music ready because we gonna need it a lot again. But so we got kitty, woo-woo kitty updates. And some really hot stuff and some fascinating stuff going on. I'm just letting you now know that I'm so far off the cliff now, there ain't no pulling me back. I'd be out there suspended. And little Miss Robin's right there with me because I told you last time I'm taking her off that cliff with, and we'd be out there. So
it's fun.
Yep. So we'll be talking about that. I've got an alert.
Cliffhangers.
yeah. Cliffhangers, and that's where we be. I've got an alert for you, some follow-up. Not just animals in the news, but from a Mystic Radio show and from the last Animal World show. We'll do current events today, as usual, around 10:55. If we run a tip today, we often dump it on Robin and Martha Sundays because there's so much to talk about and that we just elect not to. But if we run a tip, it will be Martha's four-step flea plan because, you know, the 70-degree, you know, day. The sunshine and stuff that's been happening these last few days, guess what's happening outside? Fleas be hatching. So you need to know what to do about fleas to avoid having to use the toxic chemicals. And then we, in addition to the specials that Robin and Bob and Mystic Radio have running, we have our Designing Health Missing Link giveaway today. And so we will be giving the winning caller, of all of you out there, your choice of a fantastic Missing Link product. You'll be able to choose a dog, a cat formula, or one of the two dog formulas. And I'll tell you about that in a minute. But here's the deal. We have new rules. Well, sort of new rules. We just have rules now. Because we haven't always had, we've had sort of rules. But we've been a little lackadaisical about that, wouldn't you say, Mike?
There are more defined rules.
More defined today. Rules now, yeah. Yeah, that would be because Mr. and Mrs. KKNW said, we now have contest rules.
Let there be rules.
Let there be rules. So you need to know that in order to be a legitimate winner of our contest today, you cannot have won within the last month. But that doesn't mean just our Animal World contest, right, Mike? It means any contest on this radio station.
Dear.
Yeah, any show on the station in the last 30 days.
Any contest on KKNW in the last 30 days, if you've won, you can't win again. You can't win again. How's that for correcting? You can't win again. And so you just don't bother calling.
But there's always next month.
There's always next month. But the point is, don't bother calling. Now, we won't, if you've won on this show within the last month, we'll know that because we keep track of what we do. But whether or not you've won on the station, we won't know. However, this information all gets turned in to Mr. and Mrs. KKNW, and then they feed it into, you know, that system, and you won't get the prize if you get flagged. So There you go.
The contest police will scrutinize every winner.
Yeah. So there
And it's not that we don't want you to be a winner. We're just trying to spread the wealth.
Spread the wealth around. And that's only fair.
Yeah.
Now, personally, if I were in charge, I would do it a little differently. But, you know, go figure. I'm not in charge. We learn often that if had I been, there would not be problems. But I'm not in charge of this. So.
Well, and we learn as we go, right?
We do. We do. So now the way the Missing Link contest and Designing Health contest works is that sometime during Animal World today, between now and noon Pacific Daylight Time, the Designing Health Missing Link commercial will run, which I do live, if you haven't figured that out. I'm not going to tell you when. It'll be either in this hour, the second hour, or the third hour. So you have to pay attention. Oh, my. So when you pay attention, during that Missing Link Designing Health commercial, I will give you the Missing Link word of the day. And then when you hear the word of the day, that's your clue to call in. If, of course, you haven't won a contest within the last 30 days. And you will call Kathy or Aji, who's ever answering the phone at that time, and you will tell them the Missing Link word of the day, and you will win.
And the phone number is?
The phone number, well, I guess we can
tell them now.
You can call either phone number. It will get you through. And the local number here is 425-373-5527. And jot these numbers down anyway. We're not taking open phone lines on the air today. But if you have a question or a comment that relates to something Robin and I are talking about, or if there's a specific situation you want us to tune in on, you can call during the day, during the show now, because we do, in fact, have official call screeners that can actually speak to you and find out what's on your mind.
And give you more than 5 seconds.
And give you more than 5 seconds than Mike could do. So since, and there's two of them, so you might as well keep them busy. So write these numbers down in case you need them. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. Now, you can also shoot us an email while we're on the air, although you can't enter the contest via email. You must call. But during the show, you can send an email, and Mike will keep his eye on our email box and make sure that whatever you send in gets to my attention. And the live email address is real simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, I think that covers all the official bases. So how about, well, let me, before we get into follow-up, let me cover this alert because it'll be short. And now I've alerted, you've heard me on my soapbox about tennis balls for dogs for many, many years. And just so you know, I generically do not recommend that you let your dogs retrieve or play or chew on regular tennis balls that are used to play tennis. Uh-oh, and I got big wide eyes from Miss Kathy over here, so obviously she's not heard that before. The reason is the material that tennis balls are covered in is like sandpaper on dogs' teeth. And if they chew on them, it wears down the tooth. And so you'll see a lot of heavy retrievers that in the dog department that do tennis balls, you'll see their canines are flat. And that's from the tennis ball. So now I am told by the companies that use tennis balls with their dog toys, like the Chuck It, for example, comes with a tennis ball. I am told by these people that their tennis balls are not made with the same material, so they're safe.
Oh, good.
Well, yeah, but you know, you can't believe everything you're told.
Well, that's true.
And that's, they've told me that, but I have no positive evidence of that. And therefore, my policy with my own personal dogs would be I do not use tennis balls. And so I used with Annie Golden, who is a ball fanatic, I got the glow-in-the-dark buddy balls that you can buy at pet stores. They're white, and they're the same size as tennis balls. So they fit in the Chuck It, and you can use them in all that. They also glow in the dark, so you take a flashlight with you after dark, and whew, you can still play retrieve with your dog. It's very cool. So that's what I do. Now, but this alert is for those of you that don't listen to Aunt Martha and you do what you're going to do anyway. And so you do tennis balls. You still have to pay attention because this is a product alert. There are tennis balls made by Tree Torn, T-R-E-T-O-R-N, Tree Torn, T-R-E-T-O-R-N, and they're called Tree Torn X. Now, the problem with them, if you cut them open, and I have a photograph here on this press alert, that they contain an inert substance that's kind of a white fluffy stuffing, which presumably helps the balls, the bounds, pop open the tennis ball while chewing. The substance makes a terrible gooey mess in their mouth and presents an aspiration. You know, it's a breathe in the stuff or swallow, or I'm sure if they swallowed it, it's not great hazard. It's apparently not toxic. But if, you know, often dogs, when they're playing with tennis balls, especially if they're allowed to chew on them a lot, they split the tennis ball. And some dogs are chewers and shredders and spit it out. Some are chewers, shredders, and swallowers. If you have a swallower, you don't want them to have these kind of tennis balls. And on general principles, apparently, you don't want anybody to have any dogs because it becomes really gooey and makes a real mess. You know, and could get stuck, could clog up their breathing in some way, shape, or form. So pay attention. Tree Torn X tennis balls, they have junk stuff in them. Apparently the stuff isn't toxic, like I said, but they have stuff in them, so avoid them for your dogs. Now, is that clear?
Actually, Martha, it's not those glow-in-the-dark balls you were talking about. Mm-hmm. Are those the night golf balls?
No, no. Those are, they're a white plastic. They're called Buddy Glow Balls. They come in a fishnet package with a cardboard label.
Okay.
You can get one or like three in a package, and you can get them at most pet stores. They're called Buddy Glow Balls. And they come in different sizes, but there's the one size that I've always gotten is the same size as a tennis ball, so it fits in a chucket.
Okay.
And see, when I lived in the city and I did not have exercise room for Annie on the property, I had to take her to the park. And, you know, when I was taking care of my dad, sometimes it was after dark. So I had to figure out a way to be able to play fetch with her after dark. So I'd take a little pocket flashlight. She'd bring the ball back, and then I'd fire up my flashlight and glow up the ball, and then I'd throw it. And then she could find it anyway with her nose, but I wouldn't see where it goes. So I wanted to see where I throw it. So I could see it. She could see it. And it made for a great game. However, I'll tell you, I'll give you a hint. In the winter when it snows, don't use the Buddy Glow Ball because they're white. Want to know how many balls Aunt Martha lost in the snow?
You're going to take the blame on this one?
Well, yeah.
Okay. How many? I have no idea.
I don't know, okay. But some. And some I'd find later, and some had been picked up by others. And, Aj's saying she didn't know about tennis balls either. So you guys have not been listening to everything that Aunt Martha has said over the years.
There's going to be a test someday. I know
someday.
It. I can feel it in my bones.
Well, there are, you know, yeah. 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 Well, when I talk about, see, and that's why I get reminded that it's important for those of you that listen every week to the whole show and never miss anything and have been doing it for years. When I repeat stuff, now you got to know that the vast majority of people don't. So if my own staff doesn't, you know, what can we expect? So, all right. Did that clarify that, Robin?
Yes, and I am very grateful for that information.
Okay, let's go on. Shall we go on to follow up?
Let's do
that. We have so much. We have so much to talk about. The first thing we're just going to rerun back to last week because last week was the third Sunday of the month, which means I wasn't here. And I first of all have to tell you, I had the most spectacular weekend. I'm really beginning to like this weekend off that I get. Because, you know, in 18 years, never having missed a show, I'm not used to having a weekend off. Now, I still have to do a little bit of show prep, but not nearly what I'd do if I was in here. But it was also a sunny weekend. And so that meant I could devote my whole day Saturday to working outside because I just got the show prep done earlier in the day. and I blowed. I hacked back and I cut and I hacked and I hauled and I moved and then I blowed and I mowed and I weed whacked and I mowed some more. And man, it felt so good and it looked really good. No nice smell of cut grass, as I've told you before. You smell garlic when you cut that grass at my house, thanks to the mole situation. But it was really wonderful. And then I got to go to temple Sunday morning, and that was really, really great. And I happened to, there's a point to my story. And yes, Bob, that's why I'm on the radio. He says, man, can she talk? He's right. But, you know, if you can't talk, why would you be on the radio? So, okay. Here we go. So I heard the last like 5 minutes of the show last week, Mike. Maybe 7 minutes, because when I was done at Temple and driving home, of course, I turned the radio on right away. I heard about the last 5 minutes. And Kevin and Kim, of course, Kevin McDonald and Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive are here for the 3 hours. And Robin or Kim takes phone calls, you know, and reads for people and helps them talk to their animal friends and their humans or animal loved ones on the other side, that sort of thing. And the last few minutes of the show, Mike, you guys were going nuts because apparently a big old bald eagle flew in and was flying right in front of the windows out here.
It was pretty amazing. It was a single adult eagle with the most distinctive white tail feathers I've ever seen on an eagle. And it was obviously playing in some thermal lift because it was just sort of soaring and wasn't really looking. I mean, you look down, it's just pavement, so there's really nothing to go after in terms of getting
prey
some food
and stuff. Yeah,
and he would just I don't know if it was a he or a she, but it was a single. I was looking to see, usually they mate and you see two, but I could not find another one, and I was just sort of dumbstruck. I mean, of all things, I mean, you can get a whole lot better thermal, you know, going a little farther east and you get up in the foothills, why the eagle was just sort of hanging out here. It was just like, well, what does that mean? What's the message?
It was really interesting. It was so apparently so amazing that it interrupted Kim and what she was talking about. And then Kevin got in and Mike got in there looking out here. Well, the first thing that I didn't get, because I immediately, of course, I'm listening to the show. And, you know, I talk to animals, too. Well, of course, I'm immediately getting messages from the eagle. And I'm thinking, now, how come Kim isn't tuning into the eagle? I think she was so in awe of this eagle out front that she didn't tune in to find out what the message was. Of course, sometimes, you know, she tends to stay on a more practical, grounded 3D level in terms of communicating. Whereas, you know, Robin and I can be out in the ozone. Well, I was out in the ozone, but I had the distinct, and Robin, you can, if you're feeling the energy and what was going on, I had the distinct impression that the eagle came in specifically to bring a message to Kevin and Kim, and Mike, too, you were here, about the show.
And I should point out that our studios are on the fifth floor, and we have a rather expansive view outside looking west. And we're also up on a hill, so we're a good, 200-300 feet above the street level. And the eagle was just almost at our eye level. It was breathtaking. I mean, it was hard to do radio when you're just looking right outside and not more than say, 50 yards is this eagle soaring on some thermal lift. I mean, it was spectacular, actually.
Yeah, now I haven't listened to the whole show yet, but I did hear that part. And the message I received as I was driving and heard this coming in, excuse me, I heard specifically that it was a message for Kevin and Kim. I confirmed it when I got home and pulled out Ted Andrews' book, Animal Speak, and read about eagles again. And I felt that the message was specifically for them to let them know that they were in the flow, that they've been doing the show long enough now, that it's congealed, it's working, they're going into the higher energies, and that it's just really going to take off and soar for the two of them on this third Sunday of the month from now on. So that's the message I got. Are you getting anything else, Robin?
Oh, well, I am. I agree with that, but I'm also seeing the spirit of a Native American male. Mm. And beyond that, he hasn't spoken to me yet, but I can see him with that eagle. So maybe there's a spirit guide who's working with them.
Isn't that interesting?
People.
Yeah.
Do you think the eagle may come back? Do you get a sense?
No, I don't think so.
It was specific for that moment.
Yeah, yeah. But I do know the glory of that. When we, are back in our other home in Port Angeles, we live on a bluff that's 250 feet above the Strait of Juan de Fuca. And it is it's indescribable to be in the presence of an eagle that's flying like that. It's just,
Yeah, now I can tell you over the 8 years or so that I've been here, we've seen eagles soaring before out this window, but they're usually some distance away and at a greater elevation. So you know that they're there. But, I mean, they aren't, like, right in front of the window like this one was. So yeah. When that happens, Mike, that's a specific message. There's no coincidence.
Well, actually, I'm getting a more specific message now. What I'm hearing is that the whole animal world show is really helping, and especially on this Earth Day as this message is coming through. I'm really feeling this in my body now, the recognition from the kind of animal kingdom
derivation. I'm getting a big hit. Whoa. See, sometimes it just hits because I'm getting the big hit. Martha, smell the coffee. You had just turned on the radio. You were listening. There's a reason why Kim didn't tune into the message. Yes, it was about them, but the message was from you about the show. Is that where we're going, Robin?
Yeah, I'm getting, my whole body is vibrating.
Yeah.
And I feel I could break into a channel and a song and Native American. I'm starting to see more Native American spirits.
And Kathy's got goosebumps.
Yeah, it's really, there's quite a crew gathering, and they're beginning to show me horses that are with them on the other side. And they're talking about how the relationship between humans and animals and birds and, you know, the whole animal kingdom, whatever we want to clarify it as, it's shifting as we're raising our states of consciousness, and that what you're offering through this show is so benevolent and so incredibly beneficial. And they're telling me it's very cutting edge, that some people...
Off the cliff, cutting edge.
and if you think about it, you know, that's where the eagle flies, is right on the top of the cliff energy. So it was really interesting to me how Mike was so specific, saying how high up that bird was flying, because that's so familiar to what we experienced in Port Angeles. And yes, I'm like totally getting all kinds of energy and sounds that want
to come.
Well,
and I'm feeling a confirmation too. Not only is the show, all the show energy that you've just talked about, but also a confirmation for me that it's okay for me to have done what I've done and brought Kevin and Kim in on the third Sunday so I can go to temple and do my spiritual stuff and so forth, but that it's all working. But the message was as much for me as anybody else. So
yes, and now the gurus that you are present with in meditation are coming through, and they're talking about how it's going to be very important as you talk about your relationship with G-Man and how we discovered with what was causing you discomfort this past week. And that these things are vitally, crucially important, that as the energies become more and more expansive, specifically in this 2012 year, people are going to need this information to understand what is being experienced.
Ah, yes. Thank you, Masters. And we will, of course, get to that. But we've got one other follow-up thing here related to our shows that I want to get to. And that is, now this relates to Mystic Radio. But y'all here in the studio and at home, you all know what we're talking about here. And it wasn't this last Wednesday's Mystic Radio show, Robin. I think it was the Wednesday before that this caller called you. And so it won't be the show that airs today after Animal World. It was the week before. Do you keep radio shows up on your archives on your website, Robin, for more than 1 week?
We do, but they're in the Soul Spa area.
In the Soul Spa. Okay. Then never mind. Anyway, a week ago last Wednesday on Robin's Mystic Radio Show, which airs noon to 1 p.m. on KKNW here on Wednesdays, one of our very long-term regular Animal World listeners called in, and you all know it was Carlene. So, and Carlene was just here with us on the air 2 weeks ago, the last time I was in, and talked to Mike after the studio, and she's the one that gave us the great idea to put the date in the promos, so when you're listening to rerun shows, you'll know what's really happening on Animal World and not get confused.
Wow. That's a great
that was
idea.
Carlene, yeah, that suggested that. So now you'll hear in my promos, you'll hear the date of the show I'm talking about. So if it happens to rerun on a show, you won't be confused, like I said. Anyway, Carlene called in for a quick one-on-one with Robin on her radio show, and she was in super, super, super distress. And Carlene does not have an easy life as it is. A lot of history, but I don't believe that we've ever really talked about the details. I'm not going to go into a lot of that, but apparently that morning she was moving her meager belongings from one place to another, and while she was at the other, someone torched most of her stuff. So she was in tears on the air, and she was really, really distressed. And Robin felt immediately. Now, you got intuitively, Robin, you got that whoever torched her stuff thought she was somebody else.
Yes.
So it wasn't intentional towards Carlene. It's just her stuff happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
And someone thought she was someone else. But Robin very much wanted to help her and do a little donation fund. And because she lost most of her stuff and a lot of times doesn't have a place. And anyway, she wanted to help. So I knew I happened to be listening to the show, and I knew that, you know, because Robin said, well, you know, tune into the after show discussion on the website or call me because I'll put out a plea for some donations. And Carlene, you could feel how touched she was about that. But I know from knowing Carlene so many years here on the show that she doesn't have a computer, doesn't have internet access, can't make long distance phone calls and all that kind of stuff. And I knew that she would be unable to contact Robin. So what we're doing today is, Carlene, if you're out there listening, I know you can usually get to a phone to call us. So I want you to call Aji and check in, because if nothing else, you know, Robin and I are going to donate a little something to your cause. And we may have some Animal World listeners, that because they've known you over the years as well, that would like to help you out a little bit. And if you do, folks, you can go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com, and you can send a donation for Carlene to Animal World at the Animal World mailing address. And then if Carlene, if you're listening and you call in, and we'll announce this every week, or we'll announce it a little later in the show for when she tunes in, but eventually she will, and then I'll be able to connect with her and figure out how to get the money to her. But you could send a donation to help Carlene replace her stuff to Animal World, and the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's Monroe, Washington, 98272. That mailing address is also on the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, and I will repeat it when I do contact information again a little after 10 o'clock. So, Robin, did I cover the bases well enough there?
Yes, and I had no idea of Carlene's situation. I knew she was desperate from that experience, but I had no idea the long-term stress this woman has been mm-hmm. under until, you know, you spoke to me, and I really would love to help her.
Well, she's a dear, sweet little woman, and I've met her once in person, you know, and she has nothing. You know, as my parents would say, she doesn't have a pot to do you know what in.
Yeah.
but she's always trying to help others, and especially animals. And I remember the time I met her was one of the first talks that Robin did at East West Bookshop. After I had known her and we had become friends, and I went and had told everybody that I was going to be there. Well, Carlene made a special trip to the East West Bookstore to meet me, and her having nothing, she brought me a beautiful little gift. And it was just really, really sweet. I still have it. And I do appreciate her. And sometimes, I, you know, like I got after 2 weeks ago, I said, because there isn't anybody else that can talk as much as I do except Carlene. But, you know, bless her heart. She really cares about animals and people, and she needs some help. So if you feel like helping, You can send us a little something to the Animal World mailing address. And if you know Carlene, tell her to give us a call. And Carlene, if you're listening, give us a call. But I'll keep putting it out there. And sooner or later, you know, she'll be listening at a time that she can call me and I can figure out how to get the money to her. So let's bless Carlene and hope for her
so
best.
It is.
All righty. Oh, gosh. I guess we better, before we run out of time in this hour, how about we take care of our advertisers and sponsors? And because that is the most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us. So let's do that. And then we'll come back and I'll decide what we're going to do next. We'll probably do a little more follow-up here in the news while we close out this hour. And then we'll get to the woo-woo stuff after the top of the hour. How does that sound? Sounds good to me. All right, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of your animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville, or give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings, Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage and check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and the exciting new manual ligament therapy series. Go to nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention.
You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Real people, real life, real radio. Really. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the first hour of our Earth Day edition of Animal World, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is a Martha and Robin Sunday. That means gifted Mount Shasta mystic Robin Alexis is with me, and we're getting ready to go off the cliff again, but not till the top of the next hour. We've got some more practical stuff to take care of here. Robin, are you there?
I am, and I'd like to remind people again about the special I'm running for 101 phone readings. If you're interested, please call Bob at 530-859-2499 or email him at robin@robinalexis.com to find out the details. It's a very good offer.
Yeah. So if you want a hot deal on a reading with Robin, they can be life-changing. Take advantage of that offer. Good through Wednesday. All right. Now, next in the follow-up department, you're not aware of this on air, but this is kind of an off-air going on-air follow-up, and that is our call screener, Kathy, called me in a pretty desperate state. What it was.
Actually, I sent you an email.
Sent me an email. Yeah. That's what it was.
But you could feel the desperate.
Yeah, I could. Need. Oh, I could feel the desperate energy, and then I called you, I think, after that.
Yeah.
And how long ago was this?
Oh, gosh, it was almost 2 weeks, I think, probably a week and a half. And
a week and a half to 2 weeks ago. It was after the last show that we did 2 weeks ago, so within a few days after that. Anyway, you were called because your beloved little dog, Abby, had been seriously attacked by another dog.
That's right.
And was...
took a chunk out of the side of her.
Yeah.
And
she was in the hospital, having surgery and all of that. And you were very, very concerned.
I was.
And I, of course, immediately told you to get out of fear and worry because you know how telepathic and empathetic our dogs are. And we can do them serious harm if when something really awful's going on, we go into the fear and worry and start thinking about all the horrible stuff and that they're going to die because they pick up on that.
Well, and that's what I was doing.
Of course.
And my son kept saying, "Mom, lighten up. It's going to be fine.
Right.
She'll be good, you know."
Right. So you need to rise to the occasion and think positive and see them recovering and communicating good positive thoughts. Then you can fall apart afterwards. But then I also got your permission and I called Robin right away. Mm-hmm. And Robin, you and I tuned in.
Thank you, Robin.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. Actually, I'm receiving some more information, too, that I don't know that I received before. But we'll let Martha speak first, and then if you
Trying to remember, Robin, I know that when we tuned in, Abby was in some serious trouble. And
very
she was
serious.
Really frightened, and she was getting ready to bail, wasn't she? She was going to leave.
She was, and I have more details on that, so... Yeah.
So the first question we asked, you know, is there anything that we can do to help you and to get you to want to stay? And she opened right up to us. And there was a bunch of stuff going on that we helped her deal with and all of that. But I think just having someone listening to her and helping her understand some things made a huge difference. And then we were able to stabilize some things, and she gave us some messages to pass on to Kathy, which I did afterwards. But by the time we got done, by the time Robin and I got done on the phone, I think, Robin, it was just like, you know, do we have to do anything to follow up and any more healing? And it was like, no, she's good. She's doing good. She's going to recover. She'll be fine. And we got her through all of that. But it's just amazing what happens in a telepathic, empathetic communication. So Kathy reports that she did, in fact, recover.
She did really
well. Did come
home
and that she's doing really well now.
And you know the music that Joan brought from the School of Massage really helped in calming Abby down.
The music. Yeah, so 2 weeks ago, remember, we had Joan Sarita, the animal massage therapist from Northwest School of Animal Massage, and her brand new CD that's out, Therapeutic Music with Canine Massage, and she gave all of us a copy of that CD. Well, Kathy took one home, and that music, so you're saying the music really did help.
It did.
Abby.
It was hard for her to calm down in her kennel. And I didn't like her being in that kennel all the time.
She probably had to be confined because of the sutures all of that as she was recovering.
And keeping from moving around and all. But I played the music, and she was just so calm and peaceful and slept well. And
It seems to me that there was an energy from the other side that was visiting you in your home. That's I think we thought, what would we figure out? It was your grandfather, Kathy, or someone that smoked, but the dog didn't like that.
And I remember that now.
Yeah, and I passed that along. And so anyway, Robin, what are you getting from Miss Abby now?
Well, actually, it's specifically for Kathy. So, are you willing for me to speak what I'm seeing?
Sure.
Okay. What I received when you were speaking about Abby and I heard your voice, I immediately saw that the trauma of losing an animal that you deeply love right in front of your eyes from, you know, some sort of attack is actually a bit of a pattern in your past lives. For example, I saw you on a horse in a battle, and the horse became injured and died, and you witnessed that. So you survived, the animal didn't. Mm. When I say that to you, how do you feel in your body?
Actually, you know, the first thing that came to my mind is, horses scare me. It's hard for me to be around them.
Mm.
Well, I guess it's their size
Well, no. So if it was a past life that you had a horse you were very close to and in battle was killed in front of you and was greatly disturbing, see, you would feel an uncomfortable energy around horses because you haven't balanced that karma. But then your left brain would logically explain, I must be afraid of them because they're big and da-da-da-da-da. And that's not what it's about, right, Robin?
Right. I'm hearing this has actually happened in more than one lifetime. There have been other animals too, but the horse pattern was coming through very strongly. And my sense is that this experience you went through with Abby has been extremely traumatic and jarring to your soul, unconscious memories. And I would actually recommend that perhaps you use some Bach flower remedies. Mm-hmm. The first one I channeled for you is Star of Bethlehem, and the other one is called Mustard. Have you ever heard of Bach flower remedies?
Yes, I use them with my pets.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. So
but
do
this
you
one's
have
for
star-
you. Star right. of Bethlehem and yes. Mustard.
Yes, and I don't know what Mustard is for. I'm just receiving that it would be beneficial.
That would be helpful for her.
And Star of Bethlehem is recovering from grief.
Ah, okay.
Oh.
But
interesting.
See, and if you use those, it'd be interesting to see if the next time then you're around horses, if you have a different feeling.
Oh, right. That's true.
See, because there's ways to kind of confirm that these things make a difference.
Well, you know, it's interesting. My son has a very strong connection with horses.
Mm.
Very strong connection with them. So I wonder what that means.
I can see him as a Native American male with, it looks like Mustangs. There's like a lot of horses around him. Did the Native Americans work with the Mustang horses?
Well, of course. Those were the horses they bought.
Oh, that's right.
You know,
okay.
Hello. It's like one big happy family.
Right. Yeah. Now I'm remembering seeing that on TV when I was a kid, but I didn't really know it, you know.
Yeah.
But yes,
well, that's
I'm
where
seeing
horses came from way back when, you know. We didn't even go buy them at a stable. They were wild Mustangs.
Oh, okay. So anyway, I'm seeing your son has a happier memory of being around horses than you do.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Take that in. Let him know, too.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you very much.
So
you're
then
welcome.
The good news is that Abby's doing great.
She's doing good. I can't even see where her incisions were.
Excellent.
Yeah, she's smiling at me.
Yeah, she's
she
a very
smile?
Happy. Oh, yeah. Gosh, she's got a happy little soul.
Yeah, I can see her being very happy. She knows we're talking about her.
She's probably listening.
Oh, she is.
All right. Yeah, I just want to clarify here, listeners, yes, we do have call screeners, so you can call, but we are not taking on or off-air personal reading or question type stuff. So for the caller that called with a very specific question relating to their dog, that is something that you can call me as a behavior therapist and trainer, you know, for an evaluation call off the air. You can reach me at 360-217-7258. Also, remember that it's the first Sunday of the month here on Animal World. That's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with Martha. And that's the Sunday that we pretty much devote most of the time for you calling in and asking your behavior training or healing questions. Now, if you can't wait until then, of course, you call me off the air. Now, you can call in today, though, about if you've got a question or a comment or need clarification about things that Robin and I are actually talking about, or if there's animal situations going on around the planet that you want us to tune into. It may be in my pile of stuff, and I have no idea how much we'll get to, but you know, we'll get to as much as we can here. Now, we are just about to the end of... Oh, and by the way, did I say Happy Earth Day to everybody today? It is Earth Day.
You did earlier, and you're right. It's Earth Day weekend, and lots of things going on around town.
Mm-hmm. Lots of stuff going on, and so we're saying Happy Earth Day, and of course, animals are part of the earth and all of that, so we're doing our part. We are going to close out this hour, and we will be right back, so stay right where you are. I'll have contact information for you when we get back, and then I have an incredible letter, thank you letter, that was written to me in Animal World here this last week, and got your Kleenex. And I want to get to this because it's such a wonderful thank you letter. And yes, you'll need your Kleenex, but I also want to do it while Robin's here. And you'll understand that when I read it to you. So stay right where you are. And then we're going woo-woo off the cliff. So stay right here where you are. And Animal World continues straight ahead right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.